French peacekeeping troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo this weekend gave rebels 72 hours to disarm or leave the town of Bunia in the northeastern region of the country. The French are trying to regain control of Bunia from the Union of Congolese Patriots, which took over the town last month from another militia group. Fighting in Bunia and the presence of various armed forces on the streets has made it impossible for most residents to remain in their homes. NPR's Jason Beaubien spent much of last week in Bunia. He joins us now from Goma, which is about 200 miles south of Bunia, which is controlled by another rebel group. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Leanne.
How are the rebels in Bunia responding to the French ultimatum to leave town?
Well, this certainly has set up a confrontation over who's really in power in Bunia. The leader of the UPC, Thomas Lubanga, however, has said he will abide by the Tuesday deadline and move his troops and arms out of Bunia. He told reporters that he'd been planning to do this all along, and this will just speed things up. And if this is successful, it'll allow tens of thousands of people to return to their homes.
The UPC is the Union of Congolese Patriots, correct?
That's correct, and that's the rebel group which is currently controlling Bunia.
Right. So does compelling the rebels to leave town end the problem, or does it move the problem somewhere else?
Well, this is one of the problems that the UN overall is facing in the Congo at the moment. The UN has about 5,000 troops on the ground, and there was even a contingent of UN soldiers in Bunia last month when civilians were being slaughtered in the fighting. But the UN troops didn't have authorization to intervene. They only had authorization to protect themselves. This new French contingent that's there has a much more aggressive mandate, and it's to protect civilians. So if Lubanga's soldiers actually move out of Bunia, it will protect Bunia, but they'll get moved on somewhere else. These soldiers don't get paid. They essentially eat by pillaging. So yes, there's concern that kicking them out of Bunia is going to cause more problems.
Now, what's happening in the rest of the country?
Well, particularly in the eastern part of the Congo right now, the fighting is continuing. There's about 20 heavily armed militias here. There was a peace deal signed on Thursday between two of the largest rebel groups here, RCD Goma and RCD ML. RCD Goma is backed by Rwanda. RCD ML is aligned with the government in Kinshasa. But these two groups were even fighting on the day that the deal was signed, so there's not a lot of confidence that that's going to hold. Also in Kinshasa, there's an effort to put together a transitional government that's led by President Joseph Kabila, but many of the leaders aren't even talking to each other. So if this government does get formed in Kinshasa, they've still got a long way to go to reunify the entire country.
Now, what about the mandate for the French forces? It ends fairly soon. Will it be extended, expanded?
The French have a mandate to be here until the end of August. Given that almost 150,000 people fled Bunia, there's a lot of work to be done there to restore security. And currently, you know, there's no civil society, there's no police, there's no mayor, there's no courts. So the French pulling out on September 1st, that looks quite scary to a lot of people. There is an effort going on right now, talks are going on in New York at the UN to look at how to really tackle the problem in the Congo. And they're looking at either increasing the number of troops or possibly changing the mandate so that these troops can intervene when there is conflict.
And if they send in more French troops and expand the mandate, really, what's the prospect for subduing the rebels and ending the violence?
Well, you have to understand that the current fighting here has been going on since 1998. The good thing at the moment is that Congo's neighbors have all pulled their troops out of the country and have supposedly are no longer aiding any of these groups. So that cuts down on a lot of the weapons and funding that had been fueling this war. But when you talk to residents here, most of them say that they still believe that peace in the Congo is a long way off.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Goma, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.